Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone, wherever you are in the world, whenever you're watching this live streaming. I am Apo Adman of Luntiang Agama Natural Divine Arch Sign of Healing, broadcasting for the Order of Peace Weaver here in San Jose del Monte, Bacan, Philippines. And I would like to thank Lady Ebony Nash for bringing it up as a prayer request. And I'm so glad to know that at least her friend is okay. I really pray so that domestic violence end in their homes. So today it marks up. It's already September 16th. So we already have completed the one cycle since August 15, New Moon Ritual at the Parliament of World Religion. So I was fortunate enough to participate on that fight for freedom that was held at McCormick Place Convention Center in Chicago, Illinois. Yes, I've been to Chicago, Illinois, so it's already a month past. And I'm so happy to meet all spiritual leaders, pagan leaders, Wiccan leaders, who contributed their energy in performing this fight for freedom ritual. Though it's already a month long that we conducted the ritual, but our work as peace weaver does not end. You know, as we have seen, no, there are violence that are happening even along our neighborhood. And it was so nice that some of you are very vigilant in knowing that at least we could address the situation. In terms of domestic violence, there are many types, no? There are many kinds of domestic violence. It's not only the father beating the housewife, the wife, or the parents beating up their children, or something, the homeowners beating up their helpers, household helpers, no? I don't know if in America you are hiring domestic helper, but sometimes in Middle East, no, we usually have that report that some Filipinos were beaten up by their landladies and landlords where they are working as a servant. And that's the thing, being a servant in other country would attract violence towards one part. Though there are law that our government, your government, our world government enact in order to prevent domestic violence. But what our government doesn't know is the thing that are happening within our home, inside our home. So even that law is very strict. If they will not inspect inside the house, no, unless they would have a warrant, a search warrant that will be procured by requesting to a justice court, then the government could come in to check. But it is uncontrollable. We have our own rights as an individual, but probably this domestic violence attitude of an individual is just a ripple effect because that person have received violence when they were a child and they imitate it, and for that person they think that it is okay. And sometimes that violent behavior is brought by that child into their school. That's why there are bullying, or even on the street if they find a person differently, they will bully and do violence towards them. Actually, this violence or domestic violence that is happening cannot be supported by our law, by the government law. What they could only do is to penalize the person in committing that violence, and it needs more evidence. I'm not a lawyer. I hope Lady Phyllis Kurut and all of our Wiccan high priestess and priest lawyer could have defined this so that everyone could understand on what to do if there are some violence. And I hope that every one of us will be vigilant, like Lady Pamela have ask us to do, to watch each other. And this is our responsibility, that this is our duty. It's not that we are going to gossip to one another or to check on one another just to know the latest. What we call here is marites, mare, friend. What is the latest about this? No, it's like a form of gossiping. Though it's quite okay, just it's like a real concern of knowing each other's welfare. But then what we really need to do is to know if everybody is all right, everybody is safe. And this is the role of healot, of our healing. No, we make everybody, we want everybody to be safe in their good health. And the reason for safety is developed because of our health, to maintain the life within our body. And living means freedom. We have freedom, and I enjoyed the freedom while I was there in the US, diba? At least I have proven that I was not restricted in just going one place. Though the main restriction that I do have is the source of money that I have. I don't have that money, so money could provide us that much freedom. Although basically the air is free, the accommodation is free for me, the food is quite free, though outside the house I need to buy, and talking to people is free, and the people that I meet in Chicago, Illinois are all very kind, whether in the parliament or in the bus or in the street where I've been, no? So kindness and your smile is very free. It does not cost you anything, just your energy lifting up your muscle. But going back to domestic violence, we don't know the person inside in every home or along our neighborhood, but what we could be sure of is our own behavior and the behavior of the people that lives within our home. At least constant check and checking with our relatives, our family members, we could find out what happened in their life. If they are going to school, if they are going to office, let us care to know what happened to them. It develops a sense of unity, sense of commitment, of being oneness. And the person that you are checking, they will feel that they are loved because you care and you worry. Although too much worrying could also be binding to someone. It feels that you are checking on them because they are not that good person, or they are not able person to do their work. But a sincere checking, how are you okay, is a form of consolation that there is someone outside themselves loves them. And praying for peace, like what I've said in my post, na we could not control all the people around us. We could not hold them on their neck to do what we want to do them, or we want for them to do. We are not dictators. We don't want that, to tie everyone into our hand and let them follow us. But what we could do is to pray, because our prayer, people might not believe on what we are praying. People might say, oh, I'm not a Wiccan, I'm not a pagan, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I don't pray your prayer. Even though they don't, no, they don't. Prayer is very universal. It could be applied on different religion. But our personal prayer will encompass that difference from other person if they feel the effect of our prayer in their life. Prayer has the ability to change. Prayer has the ability to move mountains. And in my life, I have experienced it. I'm not that mysterious, mystical, miracle worker, magical, that much, no? I considered myself as still human. If you have seen me, this is me. No, I'm still human. I'm not super powerful. I don't have that ability in one snap. I still live the life how you live. And every one of us, I understand, we are passing through that same path in terms of living our life. But in living our life, we have to be mindful, because we are going to encounter other individuals like you and me that may also be suffering. And sometimes within that time, our behavior changes, no? Our behavior changes because of the stimulus that we are gathering, we are being exposed in this world. We could see that some events would give us a change of mind. We will react, and sometimes our reaction, we express it out and could be hurting other people. So today in our peace prayer, we pray for all the people to embrace peace, because this peace will allow them to think clearly of their action. It's not only you are enjoying that blessings of peace in your life, but you want to share that peace to other people by making their life easier, comfortable. It's not that, okay, you want to give everyone your peace, you give them money and everything. Peace could not be bought by money. Even richest country fight to have that peace, but instead of having peace, they got war. No, there is no amount of money that could buy peace in our life, the peace of mind in our life. But what we all need to do is to clear our mind, to embrace that peace, because everybody's peace is different from one another. I have mentioned that before, that each one of us have different dosage requirement of peace. So it is like a medicine that will cure all these limitations that we have, all these fears that we have, all this anger that we have. Although sometimes bursting out in anger could help you release what is negative in our heart or in our mind. And after releasing that, breathe in and breathe out. Inhale peace and let everybody feel the love that you have. So with this, I would like to invite you to pray again the ladder of peace prayer. So let us pray. There is one power in the universe, and we are the perfect manifestation of that power. And for as such, we pray for peace. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world to embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come before you, your children, and ask you to bless us with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings, we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. May all the people around the world be blessed with peace. May all the inhabitants of Mother Earth enjoy the blessings of love as we create and manifest this in our life by our unified will, with aiming no harm to anyone, and in full gratitude to the divine. We accept and receive this, and it is so, so mote it be. I hope that this prayer will guide you through in your life. Just pray it all together along. If you don't have a copy, every night I am making a post of this prayer, so you could copy paste it from my profile page and read it along. No, you could read it in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and find out what will happen into your life. Tell me if you like this video, and if you have something to ask for prayer, you can just comment on this video wherever you are watching or listening to this, either here at Facebook, YouTube, on my website Landas ng Lahi, or at Spotify. So until then, I love you all. May you all blessed Be peace. Mayari na pag-asatin. Paalam. Bye.